Next is by K-Hon One. When a girl hits on Dean, he's been hitting on her since he walked in the room. When a girl hits on Sam, he blushes and looks for the nearest exit. When a girl hits on John, he winks and walks away. The last time Dean got laid was last week in Tucson with a girl named Jo. He teased her about having a boy's name, and she'd swatted his arm, and he'd known he was in. They'd gone back to her place because it was near the bar, and he'd barely shut the door before she was stripping down to a lacy black bra. He'd said hallelujah and pinned her up against the wall and fucked her till they both came twice. The last time Sam got laid was 3 months ago in a sleepy town he couldn't remember the name of when the Impala broke down. They were there for a week, and she was the daughter of the local tavern's band leader. She'd been flirting with him all week, and when she'd cornered him at the bar down the street, he'd been too drunk to say no. They had sex in the bathroom because the night air would have sobered him up, and she knew it. The last time John got laid was 22 years ago in Lawrence, and he didn't call it getting laid. He called it making love to his wife, and the closest he's come to it since was looking at her picture and remembering the way it felt. The morning after for Dean involved eggs and bacon, and Dean waking up at the crack of dawn to fix it so he could get the hell out of there. He served them to her in bed and told her he had to go. He told her that he wouldn't call because it's just not right to lead her on. She gave him her number anyway, so he left it on her kitchen counter under her car keys where she'd see that he never took it. The morning after for Sam wasn't morning, and it happened 2 minutes after he was sober enough to realize what he'd done. He was all apologies and puppy dog face, but it wasn't because he knows women fall for that. It's because that's just how he is. He told her that he's only in town till he won't be, and that his girlfriend died, and he's still in love with her. And he's so, so, so sorry for what he did. He's out the door before he can hear her saying, "That's all right, honey. I got what I wanted." The morning after for John never ended. Every morning since the night his wife burned to death on his ceiling has been the morning after. Dean figures he'll have sex again right about this time next week. Maybe a blonde. Or maybe it's time for a redhead. Yeah, a redhead. Redheads are the most alive people he's ever been with, and that sounds good right about now. Sam figures he'll have sex again right about this time next year. When he's had some distance and he's figured it out. When he doesn't still dream about Jess so much that he's not sure when he's dreaming and when he's remembering. He thinks maybe it'll be a brunette, because blonde to him will always mean fire. John figures he'll have sex again right about never. His hand is doing a fine job of keeping the edge off, and his need for emotional connectivity can be fulfilled without the accompaniment of his dick. The other parts of sex were for Mary, and Mary's not there anymore. Dean thinks sex is for relaxing and having a little bit of fun in this godforsaken world. Sam thinks sex is for saying I love you with your body and your soul. John thinks like Sam, but he wishes he felt like Dean.